Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Sharp edges or sinuous curves, bumpy, rough, or smooth surfaces, the texture of a piece of art can tell you a lot about how it was made, what inspired the artist, and what it means. People whose eyesight is impaired can gather that same information by touching the artwork. And for artists with low or no vision, it is through touch that they make choices about their creation. A new exhibit in Baltimore titled Ways of Seeing features work by blind and sighted artists from Maryland and across the United States. Its goal is to showcase work that can be experienced through senses other than sight. It runs through July 20th at the Contemporary Art Space Gallery CA. Here to tell us about it are two artists featured in Ways of Seeing. Marguerite Woods is the president of the at-large chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland. Marguerite, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
And Salat Jenkins has taught with Baltimore Clay Works for 2 decades and is also a teacher at Connections, a community-based art school in Baltimore. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Marguerite, you lost your sight more than a decade ago. What led you to start experimenting with ceramics?
It's a long journey to losing your sight and then finding...
You lost it over
a period of time, yeah. I became low vision and then I became totally blind. 2008, actually, I became totally blind. And I was looking for ways to soothe myself. Soothe my soul, so to speak. As you might imagine, there were moments of anxiety and frustration. And I discovered if I could distract myself into something that I truly enjoyed, that I could minimize all of that and maybe even have a great payoff. And I had an opportunity to put my hands in clay when I was in India. And I knew
you
when
I traveled to India after you lost your sight.
I did. I not only traveled there; I lived there for a year. And I knew when I came back to the States, I wanted to do clay, and so I started calling around. And as fate would have it, I was speaking with a friend, and she just happened to mention that one of her other friends was starting a clay class at a center called the Zeta Center. And so she gave me the number, I called, and it happened to be a Monday. And I remember this so well because the director said that the beginner's ceramics class was going to start that Tuesday morning and that I could come, and I did. And once I got there, she signed me up and walked me around to the class. And she was a little ahead of me, and she walked into the room, and I heard her say, "Oh, by the way, the student is blind." And I heard somebody say, "Oh, really?" And then I walked into the room, and I was introduced. And so I was speaking to the clay teacher, and she said all of a sudden, "I know you." And I heard her say that, and my whole beingness filled up with a friend of mine who had passed away. And I'm wondering, why is this person filling me up? And it was so powerful that I just blurted out her name. And the teacher said, "That's it. I used to live a few doors up the street from her." And still, I couldn't understand who she was because I was introduced to the teacher as Salah Jenkins, and I didn't know anyone named Salah. But then this name Joanne started coming into my mind, and I just blurted it out. And she was like, "Yes, that was my name before I changed it to Salah."
Ah, so Salah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's you.
That's
how
me.
How did you become a ceramics artist?
Well, through one of my college professors, I was looking for something to do, a summer job, and she said, "Well, Baltimore Clay Works has a position for clay teachers. You have to take this 12-week course, and then, you know, they would send you into," at that time it was PAL centers. So I started in a lot of PAL centers.
PAL centers.
Yes. Police athletic leads.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was doing after school programs then. But I used to make my own clay and used to make small martial arts figures. I used to sell them back in the day when I was doing a lot, making a lot of different kinds of arts. So I started off first making my own clay, and then I went to Baltimore Clay Works, which taught me how to do ceramics.
And what was it like to work with a student who's blind?
Very interesting, because when I came in that morning, they told me that I had a new student, and they let me walk about 5 to 10 feet away, and they said, oh, by the way, she's blind. And I said, blind? What am I going to do with a blind student? And then I turned around and said, well, you just let her know she's going to have to do everything we do. But to work with a blind student, I had no clue at first. But Marguerite has taught me how to teach her. I would have never known how to teach a blind person. I had no experience. But she taught me, and she would make me go in way inside my mind to figure out ways to teach her. And it's been a beautiful thing.
Can you give me a little insight into what it is you have learned from her, how you connect?
We talk a lot with our hands. Most of the things I do with Marg to teach her is by touch. If I want her to paint a certain way, where she doesn't go out the line, I probably have her place her finger next to whatever she doesn't, where she doesn't want to go out on the line. And once she feels the brush on her finger, she knows that's where to stop. So I create ways. I make stencils. Most of the time I build walls and things when I don't want her to go out in line or she wants to stay in a certain place herself. But she pretty much lets me know what she wants. And anything she wants to make, we figure out together how she's going to make it. So we're teaching each other.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with Salah Jenkins, a longtime ceramics instructor with Baltimore Clay Works, and Marguerite Woods, president of the at-large chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland. The two collaborated on a sculpture featured in the new exhibition, Ways of Seeing. A good place for me to ask, describe the sculpture that you created together. Marguerite?
The sculpture is ceramic, and it's depicting a physical eye that has cracked.
A physical eye?
Yes.
That has cracked?
Yes. And that eye is opening, and emerging from that eye is an inner eye. And it's telling the story of pretty much my journey from blindness to inner sight. And it also features a technique that Salah taught me called channeling. And it's an opportunity to use strips of clay, and you connect them in all the ways that you feel inspired. And you come up with a very beautiful, different shape every time you do it. And so Salah created one, and so did I. And when we finished, it looked like we took measurements. And they turned out to look very much as though they were complementing each other.
Hmm.
So they are a part of the sculpture. And then we made replicas of our hands. And we used a bead to texturize it, and we colored them, our favorite colors. Salah's are blue and mine are orange. And those hands were representing the creativity that emerged through us as that inner part of ourselves begins, as we start to blend our creations with that understanding.
And so the concept, the core concept of this piece,
mm-hmm,
was your idea?
Yes, initially.
And then I'm trying to understand, Salah, tell me how you worked together, how it grew with the two of you.
We would converse back and forth with ideas about what we liked, what we thought. Pretty much that's how it grew, but I knew my part was really going to be really directing how we used the clay, how we made things. But Marguerite is basically her story.
Marguerite, this concept of the inner eye,
mm-hmm,
and the physical eye that was cracked, where did this come from?
Well, I think I heard a poem, and it spoke so loudly and so clearly,
yes,
to me. And that poem was by a gentleman called Leonard Cohen. And it goes something like this. It goes, ring the bells that still can ring. Forget about your perfect offerings. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. And our piece is called Allowing the Light Through, because the light is always there, but you've got to be in a receiving mode to receive it. Mm-hmm. That piece just speaks to my journey. Ringing the bells that still can ring to me means focus on the things that uplift you. And the rest of it, you just don't give it energy. And forgetting about your perfect offerings, when you're transitioning to a new way of relating to your life, sometimes it's stumbly and you're tripping over and you're making mistakes. It's, not necessarily pretty, but it's beautiful because you learn so much from those times when you're not doing it in quite the way that you want to, just like creating art, but you find a way. And so there is a crack in everything, and it's okay because it opens up to something broader and wiser.
This work reflects the experience that you had working together?
It's been really a beautiful experience. It was a very different experience to teach Marguerite amongst other people and then teach her alone, because I got to see her frustrated this time. I've never seen her frustrated in class, but at times she was like, sometimes I'm bothered because I can't see it. And I'm like, it's going to be okay. But that was the first time I saw her that way. And another thing is, she would always tell me, Salah, you may have to teach blind people different ways. Just because you can teach me this way, you may have to teach somebody else another way. And for the first time, I got what she was saying. Because I even had to teach her a different way this time than I do when I'm in class with her.
Marguerite, do you recall what frustrated you in particular?
Well, first of all, this is the first time I've had a piece of art in the gallery. Mm-hmm. And so I felt, I accepted the challenge, and so I wanted to do my best. And I knew that a lot of people would be looking. And so, that was kind of intense for me. And at times I wanted it to have a certain look, and I knew I couldn't see the color. And it would just frustrate me sometimes. I still revert back to, I'm a visual person without physical sight. And so I wanted to see it. Mm-hmm. So, it comes up, and I get through it and go on. And tactile art, creating it and being a part of that is really a big part for me. The National Federation of the Blind has been very instrumental in all of that. And, there's a lot going on where education using tactile things is very important. Appreciating art as a blind person and creating art as a blind person. And it seems that this whole idea of a tactile showing is beginning to burst out all around the country. From what I'm understanding, there are like 3 or 4 other exhibits around the country that are tactile. I'm just so appreciative about all of that and the role that the National Federation of the Blind is playing in all of that.
For people with visual impairment who visit the exhibit, how will they be able to interact with the pieces in the exhibit?
We actually allow people to touch the pieces.
Yes.
And we have witnessed so many beautiful responses of people touching it. We witnessed one woman that touched it and said her mother had passed, and it felt like that her mother was actually holding her hand.
Is there a way the technology helps?
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely. For the exhibit, yes. Mm-hmm. It's an app that you download on your smartphone, and what it does is the company has taken a description of each of the exhibits and a statement about what the art is all about. And so that's downloaded when you put this app on your phone so that you can hear it. And there are tags at each station, and you just put your phone beside it and it'll read that what that station is all about. They've also created a map of the gallery so that as a blind person, you can find your way around to the exhibits, which is really very good. And it's also got the tags on that map, so you can put your phone right there on the map and it'll describe it to you. And they put little bumps on the floor so a person with a straight white cane can feel the bump, and they'll know that right above that bump is a place that they can place their phone and hear a description of that particular exhibit that, well, in which they're standing in front of.
Fascinating.
It
also
is.
Braille on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Describing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's also in Braille, and the map mm-hmm. also has Braille on it. And each one of the exhibits is numbered.
Well, thank you both for telling us about it.
Thank
Thanks.
You so much.
Yeah, really.
Marguerite Woods is president of the at-large chapter of the National Federation of the Blind of Maryland. Salah Jenkins has taught ceramics at Baltimore Clay Works for 2 decades and also teaches at Connections, a community-based arts school in Baltimore. You can see their artwork and the work of other blind and sighted artists at the Ways of Seeing exhibition, now through July 20th, at Gallery CA, 440 East Oliver Street in Baltimore. At the On the Record page at WIPR.org, we also have information about tomorrow's tactile art panel at the gallery, a conversation with Marguerite and Salah, as well as Mark Riccobono, president of the National Federation of the Blind, and artist Ann Cunningham. It starts at 1 p.m. Quick break here on The Record. I'm Sheila Cast. When we're back, a Stoop story. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.